Hello and welcome on KFM Radio. This is Jim Smith, and tonight we are delighted to receive a special guest on our set, Peter Stutton, one of our famous astronauts, who just came back from a very special mission. He will tell us all about it in a minute. How are you, Pete?
I'm fine, thank you, James. I'm glad to be here.
So, Pete, it's no secret for our listeners that you were sent to space a few weeks ago and that there were some issues when you came back to Earth.
Yes, I was sent in a solo mission to perform all kind of tests, all the tests we needed.
But tell me, your return to Earth wasn't that peaceful, was it?
Normally, in a mission like this, we would splash down in the Pacific Ocean after re-entry into the atmosphere. My capsule drifted far south, and I landed on an iceberg. The beacon of my capsule was dead, and I took my chance with the safety raft. I knew I wasn't too far from the Monroe base, and I really thought I could reach it. I was wrong.
And how did you make it?
Well, when I was a kid, we had a tree in our garden, an old tree covered with ivy. It was really in poor shape. I spent a whole summer taking care of it. I was 5 or 6. It was quite a task for a little kid. At that time, I thought it could grow so high I could reach space. I guess that passion came from there. When I was out there in the middle of nowhere, I really think it helped me to find my way home. Not just for me, but, you know, for all of us.